Hello, Glenridge family. It's Taryn Wiggly speaking. The title of my devotional is One Life to Live, Live It Well. This is a title that my father-in-law, Brian Wiggly, used for the last preach that he preached just before he died. And he spoke about living life to the full and that we've only been given one chance and we need to live it well. And I've recently been reminded of this as a family that's close to Glenridge, that used to be a part of the Glenridge community many years ago and now live up the hill, have experienced great tragedy in their lives over the past 6 months. A wife and a daughter have lost their husband and father to COVID. And as some of you recently know, they've lost their son who went out for a swim out at sea the other day and in the morning, just for a morning swim, and never returned. And I just been so devastated by the story, and it's been on my mind, and this family have just been on my mind, and I've been tossing and turning at night and praying and wondering and asking God what's going on and how can this happen. And it's really been a challenge for me. And I know that Stan spoke on Sunday and he said one thing that stuck out was that we will die. It's just a matter of time and a matter of when. And that is a reality. And that actually is not the worst thing that can happen. The worst thing that can happen is we can die, but we can die without knowing Jesus. And I just think there've been a lot of people who have lost loved ones over the last 2 years to COVID, and to just people have suffered great loss. And I just wanted to remind us of some key things that we have one life to live and how we can live it well. The first thing that Jan reminded me of the other day was that Jesus has defeated death. And in 1 Corinthians 15, it says, O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? For sin is the sting that results in death, and the law gives sin its power. But thank God, he gives us victory over sin and death through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so Jesus has defeated death. Even in death, we are victorious as we get to be reunited with the Father in heaven. The second thing I wanted to remind us of is make every breath count. Just thinking of COVID and how it actually takes your breath. It takes the breath away from you. And I was thinking of this boy in the sea and how his breath, you know, to go under the water, you lose your breath. And we, at this moment, right now, we are breathing. We have been given another breath and another breath. And let every breath that we have be used for the praise and glory of God the Father. And there's that scripture in Psalm 150 that says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. And let our very breath praise the Lord. And that's just something to be reminded about, that we are just grateful for every breath that we have. The third thing that I wanted to remind us about is to live with an eternal perspective. And I was just thinking, how do you face death? How are you victorious over death if you don't have an eternal perspective? In 2 Corinthians 4, 16 to 18, it says, therefore, we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes on not what is seen, but what is unseen. What is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. And our faith, and our even in our death, we transition through to eternity. And so we live with an eternal perspective in mind, that even when death surrounds us, it has no hold over us, because we live with this eternal perspective and this eternal victory. The fourth point is I wanted to remind us to live with no regrets. Just if there is unforgiveness in your heart, or you are holding bitterness towards someone or something that's happened to you, my encouragement to you today is don't hold on to it, is let it go. And in Colossians 3 verse 13, it says, bear with one another and forgive one another if any one of you has a grievance against someone. Forgive as the Lord has forgiven you. And we have been forgiven of our many sins. And because of that, we are saved and we have an eternity with the Father in heaven. And how much more can we do that for others, where we can release them and forgive them and no longer hold bitterness in our hearts? And the last point for today is to proclaim Jesus and the good news. We have experienced this forgiveness, this love, and this good news, and we are called to share it with others. And as I said in the beginning, what is the one of the worst things that can happen is that you can die, right? But the even worse than that is that we can die without knowing Jesus, and people can die without knowing Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And in 2 Corinthians 5 verse 20, it says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. And that is our message, for people to be reconciled back to God. And in Mark 16:15, Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. And that is our commission, and that is our mission, that we get to know that Jesus has defeated death, that we make every breath count that we breathe today. We live with an eternal perspective in our hearts. We live with no regrets, forgiving as we have been forgiven. And we go with a message of hope as ambassadors of Christ, that we can be reconciled to God and live with him in eternity. And so I hope that encourages you today, and be blessed.